This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And do you like doing a little bit of dancing? I know we're all probably dancing on our own in our homes, but there's someone who's been doing an amazing dance club for the past year or so. And it's Tristan Meacham from All the Queen's Men, who's joining me now on the show. Now, Tristan, how are you doing?
I know, who thought that Robin song, Dancing on My Own, would have had such resonance these days?
So true.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Both Beck and I are in isolation in different parts of the country. We are surviving the onslaught that the arts industry has certainly experienced over the last wee while, with many, many projects cancelled or postponed and lots of people out of work. But one of the things that we've been really keen on continuing and working a way to make happen is to continue the LGBTI Elders Dance Club.
Which has been absolutely fantastic. Now, we've had you on the show before talking about it, but one of the things that excites me, I've come along actually, and it's been so much fun and so wonderful to see queer people of all different ages coming and being a part of it. But I was really excited 2 weeks ago, in fact, when you guys decided to do it digitally with a digital dance club by All the Queen's Men.
Yeah, absolutely. We've shifted the form, so it's still come one, come all. Welcome for the whole queer community, obviously focused on supporting our elders, but we really welcome everyone that would like to connect, would like to be part of something, especially during these troubling times. Digital Dance Club has been running for a month now. We've been doing it every fortnight due to popular demand.
Yes, the next one's actually this Sunday, which is pretty exciting.
It is this Sunday, and we're shifting the timing from 2 p.m. We normally do it at around 2 p.m, but we're going to start this week's presentation at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Just as a way of being able to connect with an international audience that have been Skyping in. Yeah, so what's been great is that last week we had people in Scotland through the partnership that we have over there zooming in. We had people in America, and we've also had people all over Australia now connect. So although, you know, we haven't had all of our regular members in Melbourne connect, what's been really beautiful is that we've been able to reach new people, and obviously those that are connected online are able to join this Sunday from 4 p.m.
This is so fantastic. Now, we've already put all the details up on our social media pages, so it's there for you all to find, but we'll keep sharing that again. What I think is really fantastic is the fact that it all happens on Zoom, which a month ago, if you told me Zoom was a platform I needed to use, I'd have no idea how to do it. But now everyone seems to be figuring out. Even my parents are just like, oh, how do we Zoom? What do we do so that we can start having conversations as a family? So everyone kind of logs in, and then we just have a bit of a dance and a boogie. Is that how it goes?
Look, it's really simple. There's a link. It's also on our website as well. All you need to do is click on the link, and that will upload a page, which is the video conferencing platform. It's like a Skype. It's like an online form. And actually, it's a really wonderful program that we've got each week. We usually have a guest speaker. So the first week we had Ro Allen from the Victorian State Government.
We love Ro.
The Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, talking around some of the health implications of the time that we're in and making sure that elders were safe and connected. Last week we featured Chris Reedy, the manager of the Victorian Seniors Festival. What's also been great, we've always featured a lip sync from yours truly. And we're now also featuring some really wonderful queer performers as well.
That's so
fantastic. The
project
is still supported by the City of Yarra. And so some of that funds we've used to support artists as well to be able to perform. We had to make sure that each week we get a really wonderful performer that will be featured, as well as your good old dancing, line dancers and social dancers from the one and only Beck Reed, my art husband.
Oh, I love it.
All the Queen's Men.
I love it so much. Now, the one thing I also like as well is you guys have put together some really clear steps and guidelines for everyone on how they can download Zoom. Because I know for some people, the technology side of all of this can be a little bit confronting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elders in our communities.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that we're also really stressed out about is that not everyone has the internet, not everyone's connected online. So there are a whole lot of elders that we haven't been able to connect with. So I guess by able to listen to the radio, hopefully they'll be able to jump online and look at the very, very simple details to simply click on a link. You actually don't need to download the whole platform. All you need to do is click on the link, and then those steps are really, really clearly articulated on our website.
And one of the reasons why I really wanted to get you on the show today and to be able to talk with many of our communities here on Joy about this is because, just like when we've had you in the studio talking about the different things that you all do for elders in our communities at All the Queen's Men, I think it's really important for us to reach out to our elders as well, not just checking in on them and seeing how they're doing, but making sure that if they are having trouble knowing that this event is on or being reminded that it's happening, or they don't know how to access the information, we can be that bridge so that they can be a part of the digital dance club and be a part of their community. I know it's hard for all of us now that we're in isolation, but we've got to figure out different ways to reach out and to connect, especially to those further marginalised in our communities.
Yeah, and we really do welcome everyone to join the dance club as well. So what's been great now is, let's be honest, it is the social event of the month. and we do welcome everyone around Australia as well. I know that Joy is now reaching, you know, people that are outside Victoria, across all states and territories in Australia as well. And so we're shifting the times so that everyone can feel part of it. But also, yeah, if there are ways that you can also reach out to let people know, it really is one of the most joyous events. We make sure that everyone has an opportunity to check in and speak a little bit about how they're feeling and what they're doing. And just that very simple task of bringing people together, even though it is online, has had a really transformative effect over the last couple of weeks, especially when a lot of people are feeling a little bit down, not so supported. This is a really joyous way to come together and really celebrate despite the troubled times we're in.
Absolutely. Well, I just think it's wonderful. The work and the events that both you and Bec create are so fantastic as a part of All the Queen's Men, and do much for so many of us, not just the elders, but so many of us in our LGBTIQA+ community. So thank you both for doing that. Even though you are separated by distance, it still must be really hard, but it's wonderful that through the wonders of the online medium or virtual spaces, we're able to create something so much more that can bring us together.
I think that, and also, you know, each week Bec is going to create a new little dance routine. So we've got some mashups of some wonderful queer classics. There's always some freestyling dancing, which is always wonderful. It's so great to see 30, 40, 50, up to 100 people on Zoom dancing together and celebrating despite these times. And I think just a little plug around that, the arts are something that are really going to keep us connected and also celebrating our humanity and our shared experience during this time. So it's more and more important that we advocate for the arts during these times, and artists, and as well as our LGBTIQAP+ and queer communities.
You are absolutely right. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show, Tristan. You can find all of the details for the Digital Dance Club by All the Queen's Men up on our social media and up on their website. We're posting all of that now to the Mad Wednesday Facebook page and on my Twitter. And you can be a part of all the fun this Sunday from 4 p.m. and you can join the Digital Dance Club and have a boogie and connect with your community. Thank you for joining us today, Tristan.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.